Hello, I'm Eric Vernon with the law firm of Baldwin & Vernon in Independence, Missouri. And today I just want to give a brief overview of what we're talking about when we say Miranda rights or Miranda warning. So first of all, there are no real Miranda rights. The rights that are discussed in Miranda come straight from the Constitution. Now, you're all probably familiar with, on TV, whenever somebody's arrested, the police tell them you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have an attorney present before questioning begins, and if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. All those come from the Fifth and Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now, interestingly, you may not know this, but the Bill of Rights really only applies to the federal government, not to the state governments. Up until the 14th Amendment was passed after the Civil War, the states could violate your constitutional Bill of Rights rights. But after the 14th Amendment passed, there was a due process clause in there that required the states to also obey the Bill of Rights. So today, the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, the Fifth Amendment requires that no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. And that applies to the states as well. Likewise, the Sixth Amendment that says that in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. That also applies to all the state governments. And that's why most states have public defender systems, is to provide for the folks that can't afford attorneys. Now, the warnings themselves are not required by any law or any statute. What happened was, back in the late 50s, early 60s, a fellow named Ernesto Miranda was convicted in Arizona, and he was convicted based on what he claimed to be a coerced confession. And what the Supreme Court decided is, they couldn't really decide whether or not it was a coerced confession, but what they could say is that the police did not warn him before they began the interrogation that he didn't have to talk to them. So the Supreme Court decided in the Miranda v. Arizona case that in order for the police to be able to use a confession or any statement taken in a custodial interrogation, and I'll talk about those two issues in a later podcast, in any case, any statement from a custodial interrogation that is not preceded by the Miranda warnings will be excluded from court. Lawyers have a thing we call motion to suppress. And so if we find out that our client has talked to the police while in custody and was not provided the Miranda warnings, we will file a motion to suppress and ask the courts to exclude that confession or statement from the jury. I'm going to say this in each podcast because I want you to remember the key thing about Miranda warnings is if you are being interrogated by the police, you need to say, I want my lawyer. That is the magic word. Those are the magic words that will get the police questioning to stop. I want my lawyers. And in fact, when my clients are sitting in my office, I often, or sometimes over the phone, I will have them say, and I would ask you now to say out loud, I want a lawyer. And that will get the questioning to stop. But it's not a get-out-of-free card. It just prevents, the Miranda warnings are not a get-out-of-free card. I get calls all the time. People want to know, the police did not read me my rights. Doesn't that mean I get out of jail free? And the answer is no. All the Miranda warning does is make your confession admissible in court. So with that, I will move on in the other podcast to talk about some of the more of the details. Thank you very much for watching today.